A huge crowd gathered last week near the Bering Sea village of Platinum for the grand opening of the Good News Bay processing plant. The new plant will greatly expand the amount of salmon commercial fishermen can catch. Local residents say it's turning the economic tide in their village. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
A PC-12 aircraft is taxiing off the Platinum runway. It was one of dozens of airplanes bringing in people from across the state to witness the ceremonial opening of the new processing plant. The new fish plant is owned and operated by Coastal Villages Regional Fund. About 200 people gathered in front of the loading ramp to witness the ribbon cutting.
The Good News Bay Regional Seafood Processing Plant is our biggest project to date.
CVRF President Oscar Ivan of Quigilingok emceed the event.
This is truly a flagship accomplishment, one which truly brings the benefits of the Bering Sea to the shores of our people.
The new 17,000-foot facility was a $40 million investment for CVRF.
That sounds like a lot of money until you understand that basically we built a city here.
Stuart Curry helps manage operations.
There's a lot of money involved in building the infrastructure, so sewer system, power system, water system, and doing that in a remote location.
Waves from the Good News Bay gently laps over the shore near the plant. Good News Bay is located on the Bering Sea coast between Dillingham and Bethel. The new plant is built on the southern spit just outside the village of Platinum. The village was founded as a location to access the wealth of platinum deposits in the nearby Salmon River, but that was decades ago. Now fish is the main contributor to the economy, and until now that's been limited by processing capacity. CEO Morgan Crow.
These limits have been greatly complained about by our fishermen, and our board of directors has responded to that by making this enormous investment here in Platinum, which will take, in theory, all the fish that we can buy during the peak and all, you know, basically all through the summer, without putting fishermen on limits.
Ivan S. Ivan sits in the new dining area. Ivan is a grizzled fisherman and resident of the nearby village of Good News Bay. He's almost giddy as he sips his coffee.
I'm happy because they're fishing, they're working, okay, which makes me feel good.
The new plant is now the second salmon processing plant operated by CVRF. The other is up on the coast in Quinnahawk. But the Good News Bay plant can handle twice as many fish as Quinnahawk. That means CVRF's capacity has effectively tripled. Ivan says that's great news for local fishermen that can fish now with no limits. He says it will more than double their seasonal income.
A lot of people rely on commercial fishing for their heating fuel needs, to pay their electrical needs, and clothing, food.
And employment opportunities are now flush in the village. Gareth Boy Scout cuts fish on the new stainless steel conveyor belt. He's one of about 170 employees working at the plant. Boy Scout is earning $9 an hour, and he's getting lots of overtime. He says if he had held out for employment in Chivac, he'd still be waiting.
They're building tank farms and windmills, and that's some laborer jobs that I was going to do, but they didn't start the project yet.
It also takes a big support crew to run the processing plant and dormitory facilities. Nick Solomon works maintenance. He's originally from Platinum, but has been living in Bethel for the last 17 years. That was until the plant opened. Now he's back home.
It's really hard finding work up in Bethel. There wasn't very much work for me anymore. Even the job I had was day here, day there, you know. It wasn't very many hours. Wasn't getting paid very much. Found out about all the job opportunities down here, so decided to move back home.
Solomon's happy to be back home in his village. He says the move has been even more rewarding because other family members also moved back after jobs became available.
We've all been split up a little bit here and there, but now we're all back together, everybody, all my aunties and uncles and all my cousins and their kids. It's been really great.
The plant has been operational since June 22nd and will likely remain open until September. CVRF estimates it has paid out about $1 million so far to the commercial fleet, and it will spend between $1.5 million to $2 million on their labor force. I'm Shane Iverson.